I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So, on the Michigan front, Justice Haynes, it has been announced, is going to the transfer portal. Running back, I wondered if the writing was on the wall with that when they took Taylor Tatum yesterday, former top recruit. They got him to transfer from Oklahoma. I was like, that's interesting because that's one crowded running back room. If Haynes comes back, and Haynes still may come back, but we shall see. 248-539-9797. His name's in the portal for now. You asked me a question during the break. How many players from Mississippi, Ole Miss, do I think go into the portal the next few days? I think a lot.
Yeah.
I think that the portal is used as a negotiating ploy. And I quite frankly, find this stuff that I want to unplug from all this because I find it to be somewhat frustrating. And there's a reason why it's okay that you negotiate new contracts. I think one thing they need to look at as far as vulnerabilities of the system is I think you need to be an accredited player agent at the collegiate level. In the pros, you can't.
That would help.
You have to be an accredited agent to represent a player.
It should be a separate group of agents that represent coaches. Because this whole mess with Washington,
where
you had the guy representing both Damon Williams, the quarterback, and Jed Fish, the coach, seems like that's a conflict.
Yep.
And then he eventually says, yeah, I'm out.
I'm stepping away from, I'm no longer going to represent
Damon Williams. And then Damon Williams ends up returning to Washington because, well, frankly, he was threatened by the Big Ten.
Yep.
And others.
Because he signed a binding contract.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is an example of how this kind of stuff was never part of college football. It is now, and that's fine. I think they need to clean it up with having accredited agents because I know that there's some stuff going on behind the scenes that wouldn't fly at the NFL level, but that's, you know, get that sorted out. And I put this in the category of the Sunday through Friday stuff with college football that I don't love, but how great was last night's game? And I still love Saturdays. So
it was great.
I try not to let that impact my overall enjoyment of the sport. And it hasn't yet. Let's go to Brandon in Shelby Township. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
So one thing to consider is, so next year when the managers or the owners are doing the thing with the salary cap, so what if they sign Scooble? So say the Dodgers have a bunch more money than everybody else. They have all the best players, Ohtani, and then they get Scooble. So if they implement a salary cap, how does that work? Do they have to like dwindle down like their staff?
I don't know. When salary caps are introduced, I don't know if there's a grandfathering in of contracts that you get to exceed it while your guys' contracts expire. That's all part of, I guess, the negotiations. Because you're right. If a cap is put in place, chances are it'll be put in place that impacts the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, the Red Sox, the teams that have probably bigger TV deals and can spend a lot more money.
Or a TV deal.
Yeah, that's right.
Because anytime somebody's a free agent, they're like, oh, well, the Yankees or the Dodgers, because they have a bunch of – it's not even just one owner. It's a bunch of people like that own the team. And so they have a bunch of money to spend towards the team. And if a salary cap's implied, then I guess everybody else has a better chance.
Yeah, I don't think baseball is going to go to one. I think there are some parts that really want a salary cap, and obviously the players don't, because the players want to get as much money as they can. And teams like the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, those major market teams, those huge market teams, they don't want it, because there is the advantage that they get because they have the better deals in place, so they can spend more money. I think what has to happen in baseball, at the very least, they have to put a basement in. You know, a floor to the cap. There's no cap, but there's a way they can make it punitive for teams signing players, and that is to make the luxury tax more punitive. You know, put that at a lower level instead of where, I don't know what the number is right now.
You mean drop it?
Yeah, let's say the number is for the luxury tax doesn't kick in until you have, you know, $280 million spent on payroll. And then after that, it's taxed at a 75% or whatever it is. If they were to lower that number, where the luxury tax starts at $200 million, does that stop teams from spending over that cap? And at the same time, you say that, well, in the meantime, everybody else has to spend at least $100 million on their baseball team, on their payroll.
It's currently $241 million.
For the luxury tax?
For the luxury tax. You're right. They could drop it, but they could also make a floor.
Do both.
So you can't nickel and dime. You have to pay players. And when you go above it, it's a 20% tax on your contract that goes above it, and it's escalating for repeat offenders, which include the Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, and Phillies.
Yeah, they don't care.
248-539-9797. Rob on a cell. Hi, Rob.
Hi, boys. I was going to bring the fact up about Skubal. Unbelievable player, obviously. But at this point, where the Tigers are, if they've made that decision, they're not going to re-sign him. Why would they pay him $32 million right now? You're going to get a six-inning pitcher all year long. He's going to be on a pitch count. His agent's going to dictate his usage. You lose that value. And at the other end of it, he's going to want to perform at a very high level to get the big payday later. So from a pure business standpoint, it just seems like you'd be handing him the money to not get full authorization to use him. And if you think about it from like the Dodgers, all those Dodgers players pitching on one day rest or pitching 120 pitches in the playoffs, you're not going to get that out of Skubal this year. It will never happen.
I'm worried about it. I'm so, definitely worried about it.
I don't know why there's so much, I guess, because now we see the numbers that are thrown out there, and it seems like now I have clarity on what I think the Tigers should do. I mean, before it was, wow, I'm not sure that you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, or three options you can do. And now it's obvious that they're not going to have any chance at re-signing him or signing him to an extension, because it's just too far. They can't pay that much. And with the number they threw out there, the low-ball offer they threw out there, even if it is just a starter to get negotiations going to negotiate to the middle before the arbiter finally rules on his thing,
The upside of that is not nearly worth it, because they're literally saving a few million dollars to have an unhappy camper.
Exactly. So the clarity, of clarity that I have right now, Rob, is I think they have to trade him.
I don't disagree with you, Gator, but what I'm trying to say to you is the impetus for him to perform this year is going to be his future. So you really don't have to worry about an unhappy camper. He's not going to perform at a bad level because it will hurt his future value.
You have to look
at it from only the perspective of $19 million for him, okay, is actually very close to the record jump in an arbitration year for a pitcher. Because we keep trying to compare him to pitchers and other players. Pitcher-wise, he would make, if they made that deal $21 million, every record for the jump in 1 year.
That's
to the
fine,
next for
but
pitchers.
He's different. Okay, he's a different guy.
The only reason he's eligible, and literally he'd be locked in to having that jump. He couldn't go to $32 million if he had 150 days less of service.
Right,
time.
He's got literally, a fifth year. I understand. That's what makes.
Yes, Rob.
All that. Yes, it's a unique situation that he's in. Okay, and that's why he's. he can make the more money. However, looking at, you know, he's not just, it's not just a pitcher. You have to look at it in the standpoint of what is he as a player. This is a guy that when he hits the free agent is going to reset the market for what players get, not just pitchers, players. So that's why the Soto number comes in, where Soto got $31 million. He's going to eclipse that. He's going to get the 32.
But Gator, it's unique in the sense that, as I said before, you're not going to get him at full value. He will pitch totally different once he gets his big deal.
I don't know about that.
He will pitch 120 pitches. He will do all that because the truth is that once they're paid, they have security in a way that they perform different.
He's not going to do it this year.
He's
not giving him 120 in a game this year, no matter how important it is. He didn't last year. Why would he do it this year?
Well, you got amazing effectiveness out of him. I don't want to dog Tarek Skubal. He was the best pitcher in baseball and is the best pitcher in baseball. I think there's a legitimate question to ask yourself is how much longer do you think he's going to be the best pitcher in baseball? And does that make sense for the Tigers at all? And it really doesn't. To give him an 8-year, 9-year deal, it doesn't make sense. And I don't think they're in that. You know, would it make sense for any other team to do that? It probably doesn't, but those teams can afford to do it. They can afford to front load the contract or whatever and defer money at a later date. And, you know, they can do all types of things because they have the money to be able to do that and take that risk. I think it's clear to me now that the Tigers have to trade Tarek Skubal.
Some interesting text. Scott and Carlton says, there's something in the medicals with Skubal. Remember when he got pulled?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
From that game, something is up.
Yeah,
I don't know about it either, but I'm looking for any plausible explanation. The upside of lowballing him makes no sense. And then there's this, and Jake and Howe writes this, why are you guys so sure Skubal's going to win his hearing? His projected figure was 17.8. He and Boros are not negotiating in good faith. They might not be. But the result, okay, if you could tell me, for an extra, if the projected number where we got that from is 17.8, and it's fair, I'm not doubting your, is 14.2 million higher to have the best pitcher in baseball happy and giving you his all on a common goal of winning a World Series, I'd pay the 14.2 million. I'm not so sure you're going to have a happy camper who's going to go into eighth, ninth inning and throw 120 pitches when you need it in an important game if you're in any kind of race, because he's got a future to think of. Is he really going to empty the tank? Is he happy with the organization today? Now, do I love what Boros and Skubal have done from a... No, I don't. I think it's clear that the whole point of this is to get out of Detroit because some other market can always give you $1 more.
I think the strange part of this whole thing is that it's $19 million. If the Tigers had offered $21 in arbitration, and it's the same starter as the 19. It's a negotiation. We're going to try to negotiate. We're not giving you 32. We're going to give you 21, but in our minds, we know where we're going to meet. We're going to meet at 27, right? So let's get to that point and go ahead and do it before the arbiter rules on this, or the arbitrator rules on this. Does it matter? I guess for optics, it looks better if there's a 2 in front of it than a 1.
Yeah.
Right? The 19 looks so lowball when the other number is 32.
I think the upside of meeting his number and just hitting the 32 and saying to hell with it far outweighs the downside of making this offer and maybe saving a few million dollars.
Now, the one thing that the Tigers are very tight-lipped about what they do. So I don't suspect we're going to see anybody leaking any kind of information on this as to whether the Tigers are upset with Tarik Skubal or not, or if this is whatever, this is negotiation or whatever. However, Scott Boras may let some people know how he feels about this offer. Is this legit or not?
97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.